Thank you so much for listening to the John and Heidi Show on a Friday. I've got a guest today. Today we have Dr. Alan Unruh, and he is a chiropractor, has been since 1970. He's the author of several books as well. If the government doesn't get off our backs, the whole country will need a chiropractor. The First Clean Sex Quote and Joke Book, Laughter is the Best Medicine, How to Overcome Adversity, and a new book published by WorldNet Daily coming out in about 6 weeks titled The Politically Incorrect Book of Humor. And it's got 2,500 one-liners, all categorized on almost every political subject. And the book can be ordered on his personal website, alanunruh.com. And since we have Valentine's Day coming up this weekend, we're going to be talking today about how to be romantic. Because nobody would be alive if there was no romance, because without romance, how would we have gotten our start, right? So first of all, Dr. Unruh, how are you?
Very good. It's good to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. It's always fun to catch up when we get a chance to do this. Now, how long has the study of romance been a problem, Dr. Unruh?
Well, you know, it's been a problem since the beginning of time. You know, I mean, Eve said to Adam, "Do you love me?" He said, "Who else?" You know, Adam said to Eve, "Just remember, there's more ribs where you came from." She put on a leaf and said, "Do I look fat in this?" He said, "Listen, I'll wear the plants in this family." See, he said, "You've done it again, Eve. You put my shorts in the salad." You know, he took his kids to the entrance of the Garden of Eden and said, "There's where your ma ate us out of house and home." I mean, but if it wasn't for Adam's rib, we'd never have women's lib. You know, so it's been a problem since biblical times. Even Solomon said to his 10,000 wives and concubines, "Which one of you doesn't have a headache?" I mean, it's been always been a problem.
So now, are intelligent people more romantic, or is this problem universal?
Well, it's been a problem even for the wisest people have been baffled by this subject. Socrates said, "If you marry a good wife, you'll live a good life. If you marry a bad one, you'll become a philosopher." Webster wrote the dictionary because of his wife. Everything he'd say, she'd say, "What's that supposed to mean?" And Francis Scott Key, after he wrote the Star Spangled Banner, his wife said, "Francis, why don't you try writing a song people can sing sitting down?" You know, I mean, it's...
Now, is being romantic mainly a problem with men, or is this a universal thing, too?
Well, you know, how many husbands to take to screw in a light bulb? None. They usually procrastinate till you do it yourself, you know. Some guys don't even know what their wife's favorite flower is. I asked a guy that the other day, and he said, "I think it's Pillsbury." So you just don't know. One guy said, "When I was a kid, a guy said, I knew I loved her when I saw the reflection of the moonlight in her father's shotgun."
We've talked a lot about romance, but let's talk a little bit about divorce. Do you have any advice or comments on that subject?
Well, one guy said, "I got married by a judge, but I should have had a jury, you know." I had a guy, 92, he went on a date with an 89-year-old the other day, and her girlfriend called her the next day, said, "Mabel, how did it go?" She said, "Well, I had to slap him 3 times. She said, "Did he get fresh?" He said, "No, I thought he was dead." One guy said, "Honey, to prove my love for you, I'm going to swim the widest river, climb the highest mountain, cross the widest desert." She divorced him because he was never home. But love is the most talked about, written about, read about, and sung about subject in the entire world. The paradox, it's the least understood.
It is.
One woman, an exotic planner, she planned everything. She married one guy who was a millionaire. Then the second husband was a movie star. The third one was a pastor. And her fourth husband was an undertaker. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go. You
know? Humor and romance go hand in hand. Yeah. And we've got Dr. Unruh here. Now, it's been very insightful. Do you have any closing comments before I let you go?
Well, seriously, folks, we joke about relationships and the institution of marriage, but facts are current divorce rate's 52%. 3,000 marriages break up every day, and the second marriage, the divorce rate's 67%. Why is it in times of unprecedented affluence, there's more divorce than there was in hard times like the Great Depression? So my assignment to everybody listening is to lie, cheat, steal, and divorce.
Really? That seems bizarre.
You should lie in bed a little longer and be intimate together. You should cheat on your diet at least once a week and take your wife out for a romantic meal and share your week's ups and downs. Steal some time from your busy schedule and every 3 months go on a 72-hour weekend with your spouse and share your dreams together. Divorce yourself from the areas of your life where you're majoring on the minors. What good does it do if you lose your wife and kids, no matter what else you accomplish? And don't forget those 3 words every woman wants to hear every day. Let's eat out.
There you go. Again, Dr. Alan Unruh in the studio. If you'd like to get a copy of one of the books, where can I go? Is it there right on your website?
AlanUnruh.com.
All right. AlanUnruh.com. Dr. Unruh, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the John and Heidi Show on a Friday.